From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, leading this morning with what may be a loss of appetite, accent on the app. A new forecast finds while 90% of smartphone people will download bite-sized programs called apps this year, only a third will pay for one. And this e-marketing study predicts things could stay flat like this for another 3 years. Tim Fitzsimmons has more on what had been a lucrative new corner of the digital economy.
Part of the reason is the growth of so-called freemium apps. You download them for free, but find out later that there are things for sale inside the app. You might think it's a new phenomenon, but it was predicted over 20 years ago by Esther Dyson, tech industry veteran and chairwoman of Adventure Holdings.
You can get 10% of your customers to pay. You're then able to give the rest away.
She says her audience back in 1994 threw their dinner rolls at her for making such a scandalous prediction. But she says it's like airlines. The business class people pay so much that they subsidize the lower fares for coach customers. Vineet Kumar, a professor at Yale School of Management, says that while this can be frustrating for those who just want to keep playing Candy Crush, it makes financial sense for app developers because some people are like those flyers who pay huge amounts. And for those who don't,
it allows the customer the flexibility, which is attractive from a consumer's point of view, but it also allows the firm's flexibility to build their product over time.
So it's easy to convince someone to click get, but with freemium, developers have more time to convince us to click buy. That's a growth strategy. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.